Welcome back to Swan and Judd Review. I'm Tom Swanner.
This is Brian Judd.
Oh my God, are you okay? It seemed some effort there.
I'm all right.
Okay. We missed last week because I was on vacation in New York.
The Big Apple.
We'll talk about later. But first, let's talk about what's going on. I don't know. Okay. RuPaul's Drag Race last night, or this week, I should say, we lost Dawn, who was the queen who liked to dress like a deer with ears, and it was weird. But you know, it's the thing, and I'm glad she's gone because it bothered me. But now we're down to the top five. And honestly, of the top five, we had picked four of the top five day one. You know, actually week two, because we got to see the second group of queens. But it's like, it was pretty easy. We keep seeing the ones that fall away were the ones that we kind of suspected would fall away. The Plasma is the one that surprised me leaving early, because she
was Plasma.
Okay. She did Streisand a lot. I figured she would have been top five, but she had a bad week. A few weeks ago. We've watched Pit Stop, which is Trixie Mattel's review of the show, and that was funny. But she had this queen from England who was taking it much more seriously than they usually do when they're reviewing Drag Race. So it was kind of weird, but still it was good. It was good. The whole show was good. Let's see. I haven't seen The Bachelor this week. So I believe that was the Women Tell All episode. And I do know that the two women he's going into the finals with tomorrow. And it's like, okay, I did not see any of these people. I did not suspect they would be there at the end. So,
oh, I see.
It was weird. So I'll be catching up on that. Let's see. We finished Traitors last week before I left. Let's see. American Idol. I think we are finally at the end of the auditions for American Idol, and we should be going to Hollywood for the rest of the show, and then they'll start the live shows later after that. So
that was 3 weeks then.
I think 4 weeks of auditions, but the nice thing is, it doesn't feel the same way The Voice does when they try to make us like those people.
Sure.
These people, I don't know how they do it, but they make them seem more likable. We care more about them than, because on The Voice, I'm just like, I don't care if your grandmother died right before you sent the video to the producers. I don't care. I don't care.
Right.
Okay. Let's see. We finished Loudermilk and season, well, all of it. We finished it while we were in New York, and I don't know. I was just, I mean, I guess it had to end that way, you know, but I just did not suspect that the new guy was going to be their roommate, and he was always with his pants off. But I did like the fact that him and Ben, it was Ben?
Wait, Sam? Will Sasso's?
Yeah, Ben. Yeah. Ben. How much they were alike. When they were describing who was going to be, you know, well, this is what I need for a roommate. And it was like, oh yeah, absolutely. Everyone has to eat with their pants off. And then when he's just, and then he goes, oh, I ordered food. I hope you don't mind. And he's standing there with no pants on. That was pretty funny, but yeah. So now we got to find something new. We actually went back and started, Big Mouth again, because,
Well, Girls 5 Eva is on Netflix. Yes. And since I wasn't able to see seasons 2 and 3 because Peacock went a pay service. Fuck them. Right after the first season. For what? To watch shows that are already on NBC? No, thank you. or whatever other shows they have paywalled here and there.
Yeah.
It's like Apple TV. It's like all those fucking services. Fuck you. So I've been watching, catching up on Girls 5eva now that I finished Loudermilk.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we only saw episode one of season three because we were all caught up.
Ah.
Yeah. So let's see. Did you see the Conners this week?
I saw both weeks.
Okay.
Well, so this week was the pet store one, though, right? Not the pet store, the veterinarian.
The veterinarian hospital, or the, yes, that was the one. And I thought that was, it was kind of funny because Darlene's going, you know, you need to talk to your friends about turning 50. And he goes, what friends? And they go, well, you know, like my dad and, you know, Tyler and all, you know, your friends. And he goes, these are not my friends. I have no friends. And but then he goes off with the guys and they end up at the veterinarian hospital sitting around with the animals because it's quiet and he doesn't have to listen to fucking Darlene bitch at a time. Oh my God. Who wouldn't want? And then I love at the end when the girls go there to see why the guys like it so much. And then it's too quiet and they end up going off to a stripper place, which they accused the guys of going to begin with. So I thought it was a really good episode. It was pretty funny. Ben is just, is he fatter now or is it the beard?
That's what you've said. Cause that's what I said when the season came back. And you said that Ben is fatter, but they keep bringing in Sean Astin, which means, you know, so he's shrinking. So I'm like, is he fatter? Because next to Sean Astin, he doesn't look as fat. I can't tell. And maybe that's why they're bringing in Sean Astin.
How uncomfortable is the pilot seat for Sean Astin? Because you got to kind of climb into it. And I'm just, I just don't see him doing that.
Sure. Yeah. Those cockpits are tight. Yeah.
I mean, is he staring with his belly? You know, he just kind of, yeah, there we go. I don't know. Yes, I could see why Ben would need to go somewhere where he didn't have to hear Darlene all the time bitch at him.
Oh, yeah.
And then Mark is so tall, it scares me. The son.
Sure.
How does he... I don't understand where Mark comes from, considering his parents are both legally hobbits.
And maybe they reached back. They reached back to some genetic.
Well, Dan is tall. Dan is tall. Was tall at one point before he started shrinking. So maybe it's from, you know, it's hereditary from somebody else.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, let's see. But yeah, that was a fun episode. I would not sit with the goat, though.
Well, it was a pygmy goat. So wait, can we say pygmies? Is that allowed?
Yes, that's still allowed.
Okay, because it is a pygmy goat. So I don't, so I don't know if they stink. And it might. Well, hell, Angora, is Angora a goat or cashmere? Yes. Angora might be a rabbit. Cashmere is a goat. So it might not have stunk, but goats usually stink.
Mm-hmm.
But that looked like a knitting goat. So I don't know if they stink or not.
Yeah, I don't know either. I know they taste good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was watching on the plane back. I watched My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3, and at one point, one of the women goes, "Oh, I'm tired of you people. I'm going to go roast a goat," you know, because they were in Greece, and I'm like, "Ooh, that sounds good. Let's go with her." I had just recently come into goat at this Indian restaurant that we go to, and it's really tasty. Now I feel bad. No, okay, Survivor this week. There's this guy. I believe he's Indian. His name is like Banu. Not Bono, but Banu.
Sure, sure.
And his big problem is that he wanted to come on to Survivor as a fan, but he didn't want to play Survivor as a contestant. I mean, as a player, he wanted to play it as a fan. So he's got all his emotions all on, you know, he wears it on his sleeves. And it's Like, for instance, he goes to they pull one person from each team because there were three teams. They pull one person from each team. He gets pulled from the team. And then he gets there and starts crying, and they're going, "Why are you crying?" "Well, they want to get rid of me because I'm terrible." And then he explains everything in detail about each of the people that's left on his tribe, and gives all the information to the other tribes, and then cries and cries and cries, and so finally the team finally had to vote him out because he was just he was terrible. He's terrible. It's like, you know, you've got to keep a little, you got to keep information from other people on these games because they'll use it against you. And sure. He just, bleh, it was terrible. And although he was interesting looking in a good way, he had to go. And so they went to tribal and they actually sat there and Jeff goes, Jeff, the host, he goes, "What's wrong?" And he goes, "Oh, well, I'm going to go home tonight." And he goes, "Oh, you are?" And he goes, "Yeah. And I should go home. I'm terrible. I'm not good at this game." And he looks at the rest of the tribe and goes, "Is he going home tonight?" And they go, "Oh yeah, he's going home tonight." And so it was, they didn't even have a vote. They just said, "Well, if you're going home, go home." Okay. And then he left. And it was like, thank goodness. 'Cause literally, this team, and this is the same team, they've lost now half of their players, and it's only week four, so they've lost three of their six players. One guy on another team got hurt, and that's the only reason why Banu didn't go last week. So yeah, it was like they're just awful. They're just awful team. And the thing is that the producers focus on this awful team so much that we go to the other team and we don't know who the people are because we don't get to see them because always focusing on the misfit. And so I'm glad to see him gone. I hope we get, you know, some relief. Let's see, on Masked Singer, we watched.
Real quick, per IMDb, Ames McNamara, who is Mark on the Connors, is 5'5". So that shows you how short Darlene is.
Oh my god. I mean, that's Michael J. Fox height.
No. Right, which means Darlene must be like super short.
Well, yeah, like past 4'1" is
uh-huh.
But then, you know, if you remember when he stood up, he was taller than all of the people in his dorm room too.
Yeah.
Including
so my guess is IMDb is not correct.
It's not updated. Yeah. Wow. Anyway, okay, we watched Masked Singer while we were in New York, and I don't remember any of it. So yes. Yeah, absolutely. You know, there was a little of both. You know, you get home from the play or the musical, and you have a cocktail or two and an edible or two, and then you watch stuff that you don't remember. Okay. But I know it was
Billy. What time is a matinee over?
Well, I'm not talking the matinee. I'm talking the evening. And anyway, I don't usually indulge until I'm home for the evening, only because once you get some edibles in me, my body shuts down and says, I don't want to walk anymore.
Sure.
Yeah. I do remember it was Billy Joel night. They had to perform Billy Joel songs, but that's all I remember from it. Yeah.
Well, so, there you go.
Yeah. Let's see. We finally have finished the auditions on So You Think You Can Dance. We start the choreography next week. Thank goodness. It's just, we don't know the judges well enough for them to be enjoyable. And the judges are the ones that really make the first few weeks palatable. Like on American Idol, it's all about the judges picking the new people. And now we've got these brand new judges on So You Think You Can Dance. So we're not invested in them at all. So it's taking some time. Tournament of Champions over on the Food Channel, or Max, if you're streaming. That's Guy Fieri, he's the host, and he has all these famous competitive chefs in there. He starts off at 32. We just got down to 16 this week, and I think we moved, and that moves us onto the top 8 next week. So, and then we'll have top 8, and then it'll be top 4. Actually, I think the top 4 is the last week. It moves pretty quickly once we get through the initial 32 people. Some surprises, if you're familiar with these people, there's some surprises and some that just are walking through it like it's nothing, because there's just something about these competitive chefs that are so different, like Bobby Flay and Alex Vercelli. Once they, you know, they're just really good at what they do. So you get these other people in there and you get to test them out. So it's sure. Fun if you like that kind of thing. We started watching a new show called Wild Card Kitchen. And for anybody that used to remembers, they used to have a late night. Well, it was like late night chef or after hour chef. And what they do is once this one restaurant would close, two chefs would come in and they'd battle it out, you know, type of thing. Mm-hmm. Knife fight. It was called Knife Fight. And it's very similar to that. But in this one, they're playing poker, and the poker game, you get certain elements from the poker game.
Ugh.
I know. They're trying to think of something. But the cool thing is that they're bringing these interesting chefs, and there's no audience. It's just them making food. And then they have another chef that comes in and tastes it and doesn't know whose is what and picks, you know, who the winners are.
Must be an hour.
Yes. And that's brand new on same food and Max. Let's see. Top Chef just started this week, too, over on either Bravo or on Peacock. Peacock.
Ooh.
Yeah. And the first winner was this guy, Manny, and the gays are all over him already. I mean, the show aired on, I think, Thursday, and it's just all the gay guys are like all in love with Manny. And he's really pretty and, you know, good teeth and a good face. And yeah, he looks hairy. I'm right there with him.
He looks like someone. Who does he look like? He looks like Bobby Cavanaugh, and gosh, there's someone else in that face. He's a mix.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of maybe Darren Criss.
Oh. Oh, by the way, Darren Criss was in Little Shop of Horrors.
As Seymour? Well,
he's
the dentist.
Yeah, he was Seymour. We tried to get tickets for it. But the only tickets available were I think they were $325 a piece.
Jeez Louise.
So we didn't see that one. And it was crazy, because what they're doing is they're recycling people in there all the time. And the next week, first week of April, it changes, and it's going to be, Corbin Blue, who's in the High School Musicals, and he's done other stuff besides that. And Jinx Monsoon is going to be playing Audrey.
Oh, fun.
I know. I was so pissed. But that is weird, because when we were in New York, it's like you'd race. Oh, my God. Ben Platt's doing a show. Oh, May 15th. Okay. Oh, look, this is happening. Oh, it doesn't open for 3 weeks. Oh, God. Oh, this. And they just teased you constantly. And I'm thinking, I would be so poor in New York, because I would be running to all these special events. And yeah, it was something else. But
you need to make friends with the cast so you can get comps.
Yeah, sure. We were there 8 days.
Well, in your case, you need to make friends with the crew.
Yeah.
And then jobs.
Anyway, so we were there 8 days, and we saw 10 shows.
Wow.
So our first night there, we saw, well, what happened was we flew in JetBlue overnight. So we got there at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
And we got to the hotel. It was probably 9:30 by the time we got to the hotel, because the ride from the JFK is just a nightmare. So we got to the hotel, and they got us in a room right away. I was really shocked, but I did. Yeah. I had told ahead of time that we were going to be in early, so we got a really great room. So we were able to put everything away and kind of adjust. And then we had to get up to TKTS because it opened up at, I think it was 11. So we had to get up there, and we got tickets to see Back to the Future, because we figured we wanted to see something that was going to be easy to follow and something that wasn't going to be too heavy, and it should move pretty quickly, because sure. I got almost no sleep for that on the plane. I know I got a little bit of sleep, but not much. I know I got a little bit of sleep because I had that taste in your mouth when you slept. You know, it's like, oh, gross. Yeah,
sure.
So then we got lunch, and then we ended up going to Costco in Queens, to pick up alcohol, because everywhere we went, we checked a few places, and it was ridiculous. You know, like a thing of Tito's, you know, 1.75 count of Tito's was $65. So it was like, and you can get that for 25 at Costco. So
sure.
So we went to Costco, and it was, we had to take the train and the subway, and then we had to go down, and then we had to go down this one street that we were thinking about taking the bus, but the bus was going to be there for a half hour. So we walked the street and got down to the Costco, and I was so tired. I mean, both no sleep, and he had already walked me. Well, Friday, I walked seven and a half miles.
Wow.
So I was really tired. So we, fortunately, we got out of Costco, and right as we were there, the bus that was there, we got on the bus, and it took us up the hill to the subway, on the subway, took us back to the hotel. I mean, and the thing was, our hotel was on 57th Street. We were right in between the Directors Guild Theater and Carnegie Hall. So, yeah. I mean, it was a really nice location. Yeah. So we get back there. I pass out for an hour and a half before the show. We go see Back to the Future, which was fantastic, by the way. And it ended up being our favorite show, which was funny because it was the first show. Then the next day we were back, we saw Moulin Rouge Saturday matinee with Boy George. We had seats in the fifth row, and it was kind of cool because they had this area in front where they sat people like they were at tables.
Sure.
But they performed on the other side of the table. So you were looking at backs a lot of time if you were sitting in those seats. I don't know why people would want those, because they played right. We were fifth row center, and Boy George was, well, at one point he has a cane that fires confetti, and he fired his confetti right on me. So
wow. He's thin again, right?
No.
Oh, he's still fat.
Yeah, he's still fat. That night we saw Book of Mormon, which was, it was funny because it's like we were kind of disappointed with Book of Mormon because it was less of what the other two shows were. But once we got done with the week, we ended up appreciating Book of Mormon much more because it was lively. The dancing was good. The songs were funny. So next day we saw Sweeney Todd with, it's Aaron. Oh God. Aaron Tivitt and, Sutton Foster. So Aaron was, he won the Tony 3 years ago for Moulin Rouge. Mm-hmm. And Foster is Sutton Foster. And
sure.
she was so fantastic. She walks out and it's like, it was just different. I understand why she's the star she is. And she was super funny. And she kept trying to make Aaron mess up or laugh, which she did twice. Cause Sweeney's supposed to be the serious guy wanting to, you know, like revenge
on. Right.
Yeah. Right. And she's, when she's doing the worst pies in London, she kept putting her face into the dough. And at one point she goes, and she had to blow, like she had something in her, she had gotten dough in her nose. And so it was pretty gross, but then she folded it back into the pie. Ah. So it was, she was just, it was fantastic. Anyway, the next day was, we're still Sunday matinee with Sweeney Todd. That night we saw Kimberly Akimbo, which was the Tony Award winning musical from last year. It got 9 people in the cast, very intimate, no big dance numbers. It's about a 16-year-old girl who is growing. She's got some disease and she's actually looks like she's in her 60s. So, but she goes to high
school,
whatever. Sure. And so they're not, people with that aren't supposed to live longer than 16. So, it was her trying to figure out what she was going to do before she died. Very good show. Very good show. The next night was Monday. So, the next day was Monday. So we didn't, Broadway is almost all dark on Monday. That Neil Diamond show kept playing all the time. It's like, I'm not seeing that he's going, but it's playing. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't want to see Neil Diamond. I know it's not Neil Diamond, but I don't know. So,
oh, come on.
So, well, he yells everything.
That's he part. Does, but yeah. He's the Jewish Elvis. You have to see Neil Diamond. Blue.
Don't you want to sing along with me? You know, it's like, stop yelling at me. Why is he always yelling? So anyway, so that night we went down to the Comedy Cellar and we saw Colin Quinn for $15 a piece.
That's amazing. You know,
it's funny because the place where we sat, and it's the same place that Mateo does his sets. It's a room that's about the size of my kitchen.
Oh, really?
And it fit like 50 people.
Wow.
The way they had it, it was crazy. And the actual stage was probably 2x3. So it's not a lot of walking back and forth on that stage.
I've seen other folks perform there on YouTube and whatnot, and they kind of seem pressed up against the wall. A lot of them lean against the wall.
Well, that's because right in front of that are the chairs.
Yeah.
I mean, right in front of it. So, but it was great show. That's our day that we went down, saw the Statue of Liberty. We didn't go out to it because it was freaking cold. And I'm not going to be on that boat out there with the wind the way it was. I mean, it was bad enough.
Let's see, if you would have seen the Neil Diamond show before then, you could have been on the boat and sung, "We're coming to America today."
Okay. Stop yelling it. So we saw the Statue of Liberty. We went to the Ghostbusters fire station.
Oh, fun.
And it was cool. We went to the fire station. We got out of the subway, turned the corner, and it was right there, just right off the subway. And then we ended up walking to the gay district, which was right there.
Christopher Street?
Just a few blocks away. Took him to Stonewall and the little park in front of Stonewall, where they had those creepy white characters. It's lesbians and gay people sitting around in the park. It's gross. It's okay. Weird. So then we went over, we went to one of the gay bars, which was so small. It said that it had 71 people that it could house in there, but it was, it was so small. It was tiny, but we got a couple beers. And then when we were walking to the place, we passed by this pizzeria with a big long line, and but as we were walking past it, it smelled so good it was almost intoxicating. So we went back there, and that's where we got dinner. And I got a pizza, you know, nice thin, crispy piece of pizza with bacon and fig jam on it, and it was so good. Oh my god, I was shocked how good it was. But that was the best pizza, because we got a lot of pizza. That was the best pizza we got.
Did you fold it in half and strut down the street like John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever?
I did fold it in half, but I did not strut.
Oh, okay.
I sat because my legs were tired. Tuesday, we went to, Tuesday was Outsiders, brand new musical, The Outsiders. And the choreography
With Pony Boy,
yes, yeah,
okay.
With during the fight, with the God, what are they called?
The greasers,
they had this fight, and it was raining on stage. And I feel bad for the people in the first couple rows, because I'm sure they were damp. They do this whole choreographed fight sequence. Phenomenal. It was really good. The next night we saw, it was matinee, we saw Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, and then that night we saw Anne Juliet, which is what would have happened if Juliet didn't kill herself, didn't take the poison. It was just a sleep thing. Well, it was, because she woke up and then she killed herself. Well, in this case, she doesn't. She decides she's going to move on, and everyone's going, oh my god, you poor thing. I mean, you guys were so, so good together. I mean, you knew each other for 4 whole days, and they made a lot of fun of that. But it was a very enjoyable show. It was lively, and after watching Harry Potter that afternoon, which was 3.5 hours, and it didn't move very well, and it was. Sometimes too quiet to hear. Harry Potter was the one we were most disappointed in. And then the last night we were there, we wanted to go see Water for Elephants. It was opening night, so we couldn't get tickets. Opening night. We didn't know. We had not heard anything. Otherwise we would have seen it earlier. Cause we had wanted to see that, but we completely missed it. And so we ended up seeing The Notebook, which was like stab me in the eye. It's not a great show. And we had terrible, terrible seats in the mezzanine, to the point of where my knees were pressed into the seat in front of me.
Oh, sure.
And everybody, it was like sitting down, knees together. You couldn't move your feet. It was horrible.
Was it an old theater with small seats, or was it just the new theater were trying to cram as many people into?
No, I think it's just mezzanine, because you know how they kind of stack them up high. Sure. Yeah, so that was a problem. And Notebook was, I mean, it was okay, but I'd never seen the movie either, so that was weird.
Mm.
Since it's so popular. But anyway, we ate a lot of great places, but we honestly, we didn't spend a lot of money on food. We thought we were going to spend more on food, like go to fancier restaurants.
Sure.
Let's get a slice here. Let's get some corned beef at this place. And it was, and we were there St. Patrick's Day. And the one thing everyone told us was avoid the parade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there was just a lot of drunk people walking around.
Oh, yeah.
And you couldn't get it into any place that had an Irish name to it. But everywhere else was open and ready. So we kind of avoided and did not celebrate too much on St. Patrick's Day, which is funny. That's why we went there.
Oh, no.
So that's why we had chosen this week to go there.
Sure.
Because we thought, oh, that'll be a little event that's in the, you know, on Saturday or Sunday, and then we can move on from there. Not like Christmas or Easter where they got all the people, you know, there all week.
Next year you'll have, or in a few years, you'll have to go to Chicago for St. Paddy's Day so you can see them dye the river green and avoid all the St. Patrick's Day parties there.
So you saw Taylor Tomlinson? How was that?
It was actually disappointingly bad.
Oh, okay.
Because I liked her first special. So this new one that came out on Netflix, you can have it all. She starts off about being single and having married friends. And then that is the whole fucking hour is jokes about her being single with married friends. She never moves on from that subject. And it just got really old really fast. So I started skipping thinking, okay, when is this bit going to end? And when I realized it didn't, I turned it off about halfway through, because it wasn't funny and they were stale jokes. It was very disappointing. Cause like I said, I liked her first one. And yeah, this one was awful. The only other news, I finished Blue Eyed Samurai, which was really good. I enjoyed it. However, that last episode was not good to me, at least. I mean, they didn't wrap it up. It is coming for another season. But the way that they left it open, and then I think the name of the episode is The Fire of 1657 or something like that. So no spoilers. There's a giant fire that burns down the city of Edo, and how the fire starts was really, really stupid. Really stupid.
Was it a cow kicking over a gaslight?
But pretty much. Pretty much like an oil lantern gets knocked over, and then all of a sudden the city's ablaze. I'm like, really? That's the first time an oil lamp got knocked over in the city? Because that's never happened before. Otherwise it would have burned the city down. Really dumb. Really dumb. But when it comes back for season two, I'll watch it.
Okay.
Because otherwise, the story was great, the characters were good, the animation is beautiful. But yeah, that last episode, big letdown. And I think that's about it. You know, watching Happy for Easter, as is my tradition.
Yeah.
And finishing up with Girls 5 Eva. I'll probably finish that this week. I got to watch Black Belt Jones. That's on Netflix until the end of this week. So, you know, good old black exploitation kung fu movie. And yeah.
Yeah.
Very exciting, exciting times.
Sounds like you had a busy week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else new?
No.
No, nothing you want to share?
No, nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
Well, then I guess that's it for us this week. By the way, about New York again, the thing was that it's like every couple weeks there's two or three new things that would pop up. So it was like, if you're going to go to New York, a really good time is April, because Kimberly Akimbo is closing in April. Sweeney Todd's closing in April. What else was it? There was another one. One of the other ones is closing very soon. And then they kept like Outsiders. We saw the second night of previews. So it technically has not opened yet. And The Notebook is still in previews. So it hasn't opened yet. And then Water for Elephants opened on Thursday. Yeah, I
know. Wrap it up.
So new things, because they all want to get in there before the Tonys nominations, which is May. So you have to be open and ready and going in April. So April's a good time. You see shows that are closing and shows that are opening. A lot of new stuff coming in and out. That's it for us this week, and we will talk to you next time. Bye.